This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
After over 30 years in Peoria, the Illinois Pork Expo is moving to Springfield. A big reason for the change is to be closer to the heart of state government. This year, the Illinois Pork Producers Association is hosting their annual legislative reception in conjunction with the Illinois Pork Expo on the evening of Tuesday, February 16th. Jennifer Tyree, Executive Director of the Illinois Pork Producers Association, says that by having the legislative reception on the trade show floor during the Pork Expo, our state legislators have open access to talk with our producers and exhibitors and see firsthand the size and importance of our industry. Illinois pig farmers contribute over $1.8 billion and 10,000 jobs to the state's economy, and those are details worth highlighting. All attendees to the Illinois Pork Expo can also attend the largest swine-specific trade show in Illinois. The trade show will be open Tuesday, February 16th from 3 to 9 p.m. and again on Wednesday the 17th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Attendees may register to attend on-site or online at illinoispork.com. Adult registration is $15 and youth ages 10 to 18 is $10. And again, that's the Illinois Pork Expo taking place at the Prairie Capital Convention Center in Springfield. The Midwest Truckers Association annual truck and trailer show is being held in Peoria next week. Executive Vice President of the Association, Don Schaefer, and I had a conversation about the show and what's new this year. Something exciting coming up for the association. You guys have your truck show coming up in February.
We have our Midwest Truck and Trailer Show coming up starting a week from Friday, February 5, and Saturday, February 6, at the Peoria Civic Center in Peoria. This will be our 53rd, I think, show. And the show's been in Springfield, it's been in Decatur, now it's been in Peoria for the last 12 years. So it is, we go where we can find the biggest space, and right now outside of Chicago or St. Louis, Peoria is the best place to go.
Good central location, sounds like.
It is, and it draws. I mean, it's the truck show last year draw from, people came from 22 states and Canada. And, I mean, it's a great opportunity for people who want to go to a truck show, who don't want to, you know, there's a big truck show in Louisville in March and stuff, but it's too big for a lot of people. And exhibitors like ours, because people go to that and they actually buy stuff. And so that that's why we always have a good turnout. We get we got close to 200 exhibitor spaces, and we've got trucks, trailers, you know, equipment, you name it. And it's not just for the trucking company. It's for anybody who has a truck and they use a truck in their operation. They're going to find something there that they want or they need or what have you.
Anything new this year that exhibitors should be looking for specifically? I know I briefly looked at the agenda, and you've got a derby going on. You've got a beauty truck show. There's stuff for the spouses as well. So
yeah, this is this year. I mean, with the convention that goes on at the same time, the convention for the Midwest Truckers Association is run in conjunction with the truck show. There is, you know, just a lot of programs that that affect just about everybody who operates a truck. And we're talking a lot of new federal regulations. The electronic logbook regulations are going to be going into effect. Those were finalized in December, so we know that people are going to have to gear up for that. We've got sessions on that. We've got sessions on update on licensing. Some of the big things that we're going to do this year is do in conjunction with the national organization, the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance. We're going to do what's called Operation Safe Driver. This is like a 2.5-hour session. Anyone can come in, go into that session, come out 2.5 hours later, their mind's fried, but they have in place a complete safety program for their truck operation. And the federal government requires this, not just for trucking companies, but anybody who has trucks in their business, construction, farms, grain companies, ready mix, you know, whatever. If you have trucks in your operation, you need to have a safety plan. So we're going to do this once on Friday. We're going to do it again on Saturday. And people can come in, no charge, extra charge for it, and they'll have a safety plan. And they'll come out of there with a with a digital stick, and it's got everything on that stick. All they have to do is go back and print it out and put it together. So, I mean, you know, we're trying to squeeze a lot into two short days. But really, when the truck owner comes out of there, they're going to feel like they've learned a lot and that they can go back to their operation and be successful.
Well, it sounds like there's going to be a lot going on and a lot to offer for those drivers. And I did mention the spouses there. It looked like there were a couple fun things maybe to get the wives interested. Was there some painting and some wine tasting?
Oh, yeah. That's become real big, you know. They go out, drink a little wine and do some painting, you know, in a class. And we're doing that on a Friday. And then a couple times we do bingo. And, I mean, when I'm talking bingo, this is Big Bucks bingo. I mean, these guys, there's hundreds upon hundreds of dollars worth of stuff that's flying back and forth. And it's spouses, and not necessarily just wives, because a lot of times, you know, it's the wives who own the trucking company and the husbands go into the bingo.
There you go. So either way.
Hey, it's equality, you know, so everybody has a chance and it's fun. And there's a lot of other fun things we're doing. You'd already mentioned the Trucker's Pride Truck Beauty Contest. This is where people bring in their work trucks or they bring in their custom trucks, and it's spit and shine. I mean, they're beautiful, they're chromed out, whatever, and the finalists are down to 26, I think it is, of the best trucks. And then what we do is that we have judging and the People's Choice Award at the truck show. So people, there's a judged show that people judge, the trucks, but then there's also a People's Choice Award. So the people can, everyone who goes, they get a little card and they can pick their favorite truck. And there's trophies and cash prizes for all that. Another fun thing we do is a Trucker's Pinewood Derby, just like the Cub Scout Pinewood Derby.
Okay.
This is using the Pinewood Derbies that look like semis. The same thing, we use a Pinewood Derby track. Same rules and regulations like the kids use, but this is open to anybody. And it's a $25 donation. You build your truck and $25 entry fee. The money goes to Special Olympics. And we get a ton of people. Just make these, they race them. Well, time trials on Friday and the finals on Saturday. And it's fun. I mean, people, the competition stuff. We get everything from, I know IDOT has an orange truck, you know, and other people make the truck look like just their regular trucks, you know, mm-hmm. just a miniature version. So it's fun. People have fun and it's big kids, little kids. The interesting thing about it is that it's adults and kids, but the last 2 years the kids have won. So, makes no difference, you know.
Fun for the whole family and yep. probably a little bit of competition there.
A little bit of competition. And I always wonder if there's a couple bucks on the side,
yeah.
you know. I'm going to beat you, you know.
No, maybe some betting under the table.
Who knows, you know. But it's all for a good cause. And Special Olympics is the recipient of the funds from the Pinewood Derby.
Remind us again the dates for the show and if people, do they need tickets? Do they call beforehand?
Yeah, the show, February 5th and 6th. It's a week from Friday and a week from Saturday at the Peoria Civic Center. The hours are from 9 to 5 on Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturday at the Civic Center downtown Peoria. They can go on. It's free admission. There are tickets at a lot of the different truck dealerships within the listening area. Also, you can go to our website, MidwestTruckShow.com. You can download a ticket. That's no problem. And, fill it out, bring it up to Peoria, and walk in the door. There's no charge. And it's open. I mean, it's family-friendly, too. So, I mean, it's a fun way to spend a long afternoon.
Once again, Don Schaefer, Executive Vice President for the Midwest Truckers Association. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.